As atmospheric carbon dioxide levels continue to rise, in large part due to the burning of fossil fuels, much of it dissolves into the world's oceans. As a result, the oceans are becoming less alkaline. Today, at St. Petersburg's Eckerd College, scientists and people from a range of faith communities gathered to discuss the implications and solutions for this ocean acidification. As oceans decline in alkalinity, many organisms that form shells, such as some photosynthetic plankton that form the basis of the marine food web, may be unable to continue to make their shells. And no one knows exactly what will happen to the rest of the ocean life if populations of these phytoplankton collapse. Peter Betzer is president and CEO of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership and is Dean Emeritus of the University of South Florida's College of Marine Science.
Part of all of our daily lives involves pumping CO2, whether we're driving cars or utilizing electricity at home, into the atmosphere, and that exchanges with the ocean in all over the globe. And so the end of that process is basically the production of a dissolved acid, and as you produce more and more acid, basically you're starting to impair or impede some of the microscopic organisms that are basically the base of the ocean's food chain.
One reason why global issues like ocean acidification need to be solved through regulation is because of the tragedy of the commons, according to Stetson University College of Law professor Paul Boudreau. In a physical space that is open to everyone, such as the two largest commons, the oceans and the atmosphere, there's an incentive to exploit. That's because when an individual takes resources from a common space, the harm is shared by everyone, but the gain all goes to that individual. But Boudreau says that due to fuzziness in current international environmental laws, new treaties are likely needed to solve the problem at the root of ocean acidification.
That there needs to be something new, something that's targeted specifically at the problem and the solution.
In order for people to become active on the issue of ocean acidification, Noel Brown says the issue needs to be personalized. Brown is the former director of the United Nations Environment Program's North American Regional Office. Brown says that if participants from the Eckerd Roundtable can come up with a way to frame ocean acidification in a way that shows how it can affect the typical person, then they can work with the UN to form an international policy.
This is now attacking the base of the food chain. And without that, I think all life on Earth will be made quite miserable. I don't think there's any substitute for that. The problem is that unless you can personalize the issue, you ask the question, why should we be concerned? I don't think people see the personal connection, as we did in the case of ozone depletion, for example, ultraviolet radiation, skin cancer. I don't think we have yet made the case as to why ocean acidification will affect the average person, and therefore why it should cure. It's a very real challenge, and that's why we're here at Eckerd today, to bring the scientists together, to talk to people of the faith communities, the value builders.
One of those value builders at Monday's Eckerd College Roundtable hosted by their Center for Spiritual Life is Drew Willard, pastor of Holiday United Church of Christ in Pasco County.
As a person of faith, that there's a respect, a reverence we need to show our natural world, that's part of how we encounter God. We look to things just as simple as a sunset or here in Florida, just the beautiful palm trees and white birds remind us of the variety of God's creation.
Members of several different faith communities, including Baha'i, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, and several Christian denominations, learned more about ocean acidification from marine scientists. They then shared their concerns and insight from a faith perspective. One even commented on the apparent double standard of holding the meeting in an over-air-conditioned room with close to 50 ceiling lights. These fossil fuel-powered amenities add carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, which will further acidify the world's oceans. David Weitzman is a rabbi at Congregation Beth Shalom in Clearwater.
And Judaism is very clear about our stewardship in nature and in the world. And in the very beginning of the Torah, of the Jewish Bible, there's a commandment in the creation story, Avda l'shamra. Avda means to till or to work the land, and l'shamra means to tend or to guard it. And we have a great responsibility that's in the basis of our religion, to take care of God's creatures, and that we have a special responsibility as human beings to do that.
Imam Wilmore Siddiqui is president of St. Petersburg Islamic Center and teaches classes on philosophy and religion at Eckerd. He says that religions should get more involved in environmental issues.
because God is the creator of everything, and we as representatives of the from the religious aspect of things should be very, very concerned what happens to Mother Earth. When you take away from Mother Earth, Mother Earth would take away from you.
Samir Padhay says that there are several schools of thought in Hindu traditions, but a person's relation to the universe is common to most of them.
We establish with the nature a relationship. That's a relationship, that's a kind of mother-child relationship. And once you let that thought seep in your mind, every action is such that you won't exploit anything.
Members of the Baha'i faith are involved with environmental issues from a local level to an international level, according to Oren Kashef.
The issue of environment and the situation with the climate and the oceans and all that are all interrelated, and it has a direct impact on the entire human race. And as Baha'is, caring, like many other religious groups, caring about the well-being of the human race and the oneness of humanity.
The Roundtable on Ocean Acidification was sponsored by the Waves of Change campaign of the International Ocean Institute. You can learn more at wavesofchange.org. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.